News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we get set for a girls' matchup tonight from Unitigo. It's the Lady Spartans of Unitigo hosting the Harpersville Lady Hornets tonight in a key MAC matchup. I want to welcome you into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Chambers and O'Hara, located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, if you're a Unitigo girls fan, you're certainly happy as your team knocked off previously undefeated Delhi by 2 points, 39-37, right here on their home floor last Friday night, and certainly they have to be riding high from the momentum there. Harpersville, on the other hand, I think they have to have some momentum, too. They started off the season struggling a little bit, but they've really picked it up here as they have kind of worked their way up towards the middle of the MAC standings. They come in with a record of 3-3, Unitigo 4-2. And fresh off the press here today, folks, we have the most up-to-date MAC standings in boys and girls basketball, wrestling, and bowling, too. But definitely want to update you here tonight on the boys and girls basketball standings in the MAC. So when we come back, we'll update you with that. We'll give you a little preview of tonight's contest between Unitigo and Harpersville. Girls action here tonight. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong! The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO, also on WCDOsports.com. Thanks for listening, courtesy of SFCU. Of course, you can always go back to our website, download any of the archived games. Every game that we do here on CDO, no matter the sport, will be up on our website, available to listen and download, courtesy of SFCU. Also home of our podcast, which we just updated today. We update it every Tuesday. We talk about all the local sports, the standings, the different teams, and that's brought to you by Volkswagen Oneonta. You can visit them online at vwoneonta.com or on Route 23, Southside in Oneonta. So a fresh new podcast up there today with a bunch of standings and stats and looking up at some of the games that will be coming up here on CDO this week. Also recapping some of the fantastic games we had last week. Of course, we did five games in four nights here last week on CDO. This week we're doing three games, and then we'll get right back to it next week, where I think we're going to have at least four or five next week we'll go through the broadcast at some point, all the different games we have scheduled. We're just trying to get you as many teams from as many leagues as we can around the area here this week on WCDO and this season on WCDO. Tomorrow night we'll have a Tri-Valley boys game featuring Lawrence and Franklin. That game over in Lawrence. Getting another look at the Franklin boys. And then on Friday night, we'll head back down to Afton as it's Walton visiting the Crimson Knights of Afton in a boys matchup. So those are our three games this week on CDO. But a big thank you to Bainbridge-Guilford Athletic Director Greg Warren for getting us these up-to-date stats here for the MAC. Let's quickly run through it for girls first. Girls basketball in the MAC. You have four teams with a record of 5-1. So right now, folks, yes, a four-way tie for first place between Delhi, BG, Green, and Sydney. Then following them are Unitigo and Hancock at 4-2, Harpersville at 3-3, UV at 2-3, Deposit, Walton, Afton, and Oxford round out the bottom half of the league. But yes, Delhi, thanks to their loss here on Friday night at Unitigo, they're now 5-1. BG's 5-1, their lone loss was to Delhi. Green is right in the mix at 5-1, and Sydney, who we saw on Friday night here on CDO, get a nice win over the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. They are at 5-1, and that's a huge situation for them to be in. So you have that four-way tie for first place, and then you have Unitigo and Hancock really coming right behind those other teams. So really, it's anybody's ball game, and we're just a couple of weeks away here from the MAC quarterfinals, the semifinals, and then, of course, the MAC finals will be on February 14th up at SUCO. Quickly, just want to run you through the boys' side because there's a lot of great boys' MAC basketball action going on this week, too. Delhi at 6-0 is in first place. Of course, they just dodged a huge bullet the other night here at Unitigo in a game we did on CDO. They won that 58-52. Sydney is in second place at 5-1. Green is in third at 4-1. UV is at 4-2. Unitigo is at 4-2. BG and Walton are both at 3-3. And then Deposit, Oxford, Afton, Harpersville, and Hancock round out the bottom half of the boys' MAC division. But tomorrow night, folks, if you're a local fan, you might want to head up over the hill because you have second place Sydney at number one Delhi. Boy, that's going to be a great boys' matchup, that's for sure. As the Delhi boys are technically in Class D this year, they're state-ranked, ninth in the state in the past ranking, and they're still undefeated, and it really looked like they were going to go down here the other night against Unitigo. They also had a heck of a battle with Afton just the week before that, so Delhi is getting the best of everybody right now on the boys' side. Same on the girls' side. I mean, it was really big news on Friday night when we put it out there on our Twitter feed that Unitigo had knocked off Delhi. I mean, that was something that was being picked up all over the state because now you're at the junction of the season where everybody is starting to really sniff out those undefeated teams, the teams with one loss, because those are the potential teams that you're going to see down the stretch in sectionals. So it was big news when Unitigo got a huge win there against Delhi. And it was a real team effort here for the Lady Spartans, led by a variety of players, including freshman guard Bailey Faulkner. She had 10 points and 8 rebounds and just her second varsity start for Unitigo. So what a game. You get your second start on varsity and you come up with that win over a previously undefeated team. 9 points, 7 rebounds from Cassidy Newman, 8 points from Hazel Hanel, and 10 rebounds from Mariah Sullivan. So that's absolutely huge, especially when it goes right down to the buzzer, that Unitigo, it appears, doesn't really have anybody that is going to, you know, put up 20 a night per se, but they're going to get a bunch of players that are going to put up 6, 8, 10 points a game, and they're a very good team inside on the glass and can really clean up in there. So that's something that Harpersville is going to have to watch out for here tonight. We've seen the Lady Hornets a bunch this season here on CDO, most recently when they took on Sydney and just fell by a couple of points a few weeks ago. Shelby Medovich had 18 points in that contest. Really, the difference there was Julian Crom for Sydney hit 6 three-pointers in that ball game, and Harpersville just couldn't overcome the deficit. Speaking of deficits that Harpersville might have to overcome, a bunch of their players, including two starters, we won't name any names, have the flu here tonight. They're warming up, and they're attempting to play another one of their usual six-man type player, maybe a starter from time to time, is also out with a concussion. So Harpersville is really dealing with some issues here. When I talked to head coach Kurt Ernsbeck before the game, he said, "Nate, when it rains, it pours," meaning they got the flu, they got the sickness going through not only the team but the school, the concussion. It's really tough, and when you have a team that's 3-3, as Harpersville is, right in the middle of the standings, you need to catch some breaks, and certainly having the flu rip through your team is not one of those breaks. But it certainly looks like Everybody that normally would be in the lineup is warming up here tonight for Harpersville, and they're going to have to give it a go. And we'll see. As we see coming off the floor right now, Coach Ernsbeck is giving the thumbs up or thumbs down to a few of these players, and we'll see who is in the starting lineup. But we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll make sure we get all that up to date for you in terms of the starters here tonight. Unitego and Harpersville, girls basketball tonight here from Unitego High School. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Thanks for joining us there, courtesy of SFCU. Girls basketball tonight between Unitego and Harpersville. Let's quickly run you through the starting lineups. First for Harpersville, a senior wearing number 3, Carissa Warren. A senior wearing number 5, Shelby Medovich. A senior wearing number 15, Mackenzie Havens. A senior wearing number 21, Rachel Ballard. And a junior wearing number 22, Sarah Miller. Kurt Ernsbeck, the coach here for Harpersville. And that's their usual starting 5. So if there are some girls with the flu, they're going to try to gut it out so far here to start the contest. For Unitego, a freshman wearing number 15, Bailey Faulkner. A junior wearing number 21, Megan Faulkner. A senior wearing number 24, Cassidy Newman. A sophomore wearing number 25, Hazel Hanel. And a sophomore wearing number 34, Mariah Sullivan. Head coach is Vicky Beams. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Unitego will go right to left to start things off. The home whites with the green trim says Unitego across the front of the uniform. The Hornets of Harpersville in the navy blue with the gold trim says Hornets across the front of the uniform in gold trim. And the Hornets will win the opening tip. It'll be a 2-3 zone for Unitego, and we're underway here tonight between the Lady Hornets and the Lady Spartans. Top of the key here for Harpersville. Sarah Miller will work it for Carissa Warren. Now to Shelby Medovich at the foul line. 5 on the shot clock, and a long 3 here for Harpersville is off the mark. No good there from Carissa Warren. Ball bounces out of play. Possession to Unitego. And so the Spartans will get their first look here at Harpersville tonight. Nice crowd on hand for the Lady Spartans. Hazelhaina will bring it up the floor, passes inside. Now they'll work it out for Cassidy Newman. Works baseline, passes down low, up off the glass. No good for Mariah Sullivan. And back the other way for Harpersville. And Carissa Warren going left to right here for Harpersville. Will work it to the far side. And now Harpersville will throw it away into the backcourt and actually out of play right in front of the scorer's table. Just a little miscommunication there between Warren and Havens of Harpersville. And so Unitego will get the ball back at half court. And Hazelhaina will drive to the far side. Hainel looking to throw it into the corner now. Turnaround shot here for Unitego. No good, but the rebound is put up by Mariah Sullivan. She gets her first 2 points of the night. Looks like Harpersville's in a 3-2 zone. They're very active and putting a lot of pressure on the guards. But Unitego breaks it first and a 2-0 lead. 6:46 to go first quarter. As Harpersville brings it up the floor, we'll have a travel call here on Mackenzie Havens. So a second straight turnover for Harpersville. Ball right back to Unitego. And here is Hainel for Unitego, top of the key. Passes to the far side. Medovich with some good defense there for Harpersville. It is a 3-2 zone for the Lady Hornets. They work it for Newman. Far side for Unitego. Back to Hainel. Her jumper no good from about 15 feet. Rebound for Unitego, but then stripped away by Carissa Warren. And Harpersville will bring the ball up the floor left to right. 6:20 to go, first quarter. Medovich, her first shot of the night, is up and good from the left side. Foul line extended. And that's good for Shelby Medovich. As we said, she had 18 against Sydney last time we saw her here on CDL. And here is Hazelhaina to the right side for Newman in the corner. Outside the three-point line for Newman. Little pump fake. Dribble drive. And now we'll have an up-and-down call here on Newman. And a whistle. 5:57 to go, first quarter. Turnover for Unitego. And now the Spartans looking to bring a little 1-2-2 press, it looks like. So the Hornets looking to move the ball up the floor quickly. They get it to the logo at half court. They break it. Now to the left side. And into the paint, looking for Rachel Ballard. For Medovich, pump fakes. Dribble drive, but a travel on Medovich as he tried to take that extra step on a little jump through. Ball back to Unitego. 5:44 to go, first quarter. 2-2 is the score between Unitego and Harpersville. Girls action here tonight on WCDO. To the left side, Harpersville still in that 3-2 defense. Now inside for Unitego. For Mariah Sullivan, her shot is up. She's blocked, but we'll have a foul on Harpersville. Our first foul of the night will be on Rachel Ballard. So 5:31 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 2. And the 6'1" sophomore, Mariah Sullivan, will head to the line. She had the first 2 points for Unitego on an inside layup. First foul shot is off the back rim. No good. Second one coming up here for Mariah Sullivan. Sullivan, of course, having a big night against Delhi. 10 rebounds against the Bulldogs in that 39-37 win for Unitego. Second shot is up and good. And Mariah Sullivan now with 3 points to start off the contest here for Unitego. They lead 3-2 over visiting Harpersville. 5:25 to go, first quarter. Harpersville going left to right. Can't get the ball out of the backcourt. Still working it up against this 1-2-2 zone that Unitego has brought. And here is Carissa Warren to the right side. Stops, pops this one off the glass. No good from the right side. Hazelhaina rips down the rebound for Unitego. Passes across for Newman. Back to the basket. Tries a little hook shot. Blocked away. And now Harpersville goes left to right. Down the right wing as they pick up possession. Here's Rachel Ballard. Back out. Long three ball here for Mackenzie Havens is off the mark. Out of play and back to Unitego. 4:56 to go, first quarter. 3-2 lead for the Lady Spartans here over the Lady Hornets. And point guard Hazelhaina, just a sophomore. Very good soccer player as well here for Unitego. Many of these girls are. They bring the ball up the floor. Intercepted by Harpersville. There's Medovich coast to coast, up and good. Shelby Medovich with a right-handed layup off the steal. She has all four of Harpersville's points. The Lady Hornets 4 and Unitego 3. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Hainel with a jumper from the right side. Off the mark, and the rebound for Warren of Harpersville. Warren brings it into the offensive end of the floor here for Unitego. For Harpersville, excuse me, and into the left corner. Now for Rachel Ballard. Far side for Havens. Havens for Medovich outside the three-point line as Unitego looks to keep a watchful eye on her in the 2-3 zone. Back for Medovich as they reverse the zone. Five on the shot clock. Down low for Harpersville. A shot by Sarah Miller off the mark. No good. Rebound is up and good here for Rachel Ballard. Her first 2 points of the contest. And now it's 6-3. Harpersville on top of Unitigo. 3:50 to go first quarter. Spartans looking to pull it back. Left corner here for Bailey Faulkner. Her shot off the mark, no good. But we'll have a foul coming up here against Harpersville. 3:46 to go, first quarter. And the foul will be on Mackenzie Havens here. And Bailey Faulkner will go to the line for Unitigo. Faulkner, just a freshman. Her first shot up off the mark, no good. 3:46 to go, first quarter. First substitution of the night for Unitigo. Stepping in will be Emily Slauson for Megan Faulkner. Slauson wearing number 23, a 5'3" junior. Second shot here for Bailey Faulkner is up and good. She gets it to go. Her first point of the night. That's a 2-point ball game. Harpersville leads Unitigo. Girls action here tonight, 6-4. 3:46 to go first quarter, and Harpersville wants to talk things over. They'll take a timeout, and so will we. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break. 6-4, Harpersville on top of Unitigo. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Unitigo High School here tonight. Girls action between Harpersville and Unitigo. Harpersville on top 6-4. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Harpersville going left to right. Medovich has it for Ballard in the left corner. Dribble drive. Shot up, no good. Rebound for Harpersville as well, no good by Miller. And now we'll have a whistle as down on the floor here is Sarah Miller. Just a little slow to get up here for Harpersville. Looks like she might have banged a knee on the floor. Head coach Kurt Ernsbeck will come out to assess. We'll hope she's okay. We'll take a break in the meantime. 3:22 to go, first quarter. Harpersville on top, 6-4 on the road here at Unitigo. We'll take a quick break. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Unitigo High School. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO, also on WCDOsports.com. We're back underway. Unitigo with the ball. We'll update you on the injury in just a second. 3:05 to go, first quarter. Harpersville leading Unitigo 6-4. A little dribble drive here for Samantha Picard, who's into the game. Now back for Hazel Hanel. Shot is up and good. Her first 2 points of the night from the foul line for Unitigo. It's tied up 6-6 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Harpersville has the ball going left to right. Point guard Carissa Warren brings it up the floor into the paint. Passes one up. Up off the glass. Rattles home. Nice play there for Rachel Ballard. She shoots and scores. She now has 4 points here for Harpersville. And it's Hville with an 8-6 lead over Unitigo. 2:30 to go, first quarter. Here's Picard for Unitigo. Passes one inside. Little turnaround shot here for Mariah Sullivan is no good. And Ballard pulls down the rebound. Medovich will look to bring it up the floor. Now passes off for Carissa Warren. It looked like Sarah Miller might have just banged her knee on the floor, kind of got a Charlie horse type of thing. She was immediately up, helped off the floor, but walked under her own power. And that was a big and nice thing to see for Harpersville, as she's one of their starters. And they will certainly need her to maybe come back in the game. Peyton Wolison has checked in, a junior here for Harpersville. In the meantime, 1:55 to go, first quarter. Harpersville leads by 2, 8-6. Here's Hazel Hanel from downtown right side. No good. Cassidy Newman there with the rebound. Back up top, and a three ball is good here for Samantha Picard. And so Unitiga will take the lead 9-8 with 1:35 to go, first quarter. Great save there by Newman on the baseline. Kicked it back up top to Picard, who was able to hit the three. Here's Medovich for Harpersville. Puts the shot up in the lane, is fouled, and will head to the charity stripe. Boy, Shelby Medovich really got her start playing, of course, with some of those Harpersville teams that have gone so far over the years into states, and it shows when she can play here and run in transition like that. Makes the first free throw and now has 5 points. Of course, was a key part of that team with Miranda Drummond, who now plays at Division I St. Bonaventure. Second shot coming for Medovich is up, and she can't get the roll. Rebound there, up off the glass, and this one rattles out for Rachel Ballard. Couldn't get to go, and here comes Unitigo back right to left with Hanel. Hanel all the way to the 10, up and off the glass, no good. Rebound again for Unitigo. There for Mariah Sullivan, no good, and Medovich pulls down the rebound. But stolen away by Hazel Hanel, up off the glass and good. Hazel Hanel just picked the pocket there of Shelby Medovich, puts it up and good. She has 4 points. Unitigo leads 11-9 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Down the left side, and we'll have a travel call on Peyton Wolazin, who just checked in for Harpersville. Ball back to Unitigo. Medovich was such a big part of that team that went all the way to the Final Four of the state in Class C last year. Excellent player, and she'll try to lead Harpersville here tonight. Of course, Miranda Drummond has now moved on to Division I St. Bonaventure, having a nice year there. Here's Hazel Hanel for Unitigo. Shot up off the glass, no good for Unitigo. And Harpersville back the other way. They trail by 2, 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Get it down low to Wolazin. Nice little pump fake, now kicks it back out for Mackenzie Havens. Havens back inside for Ballard. Ballard to Wolazin. Pump fake, down low. Newman with good defense on her. Ball is stripped away, loose, and Unitigo comes away. Outlet pass ahead to Hazel Hanel. Up off the glass, and this one no good, just too short. Harpersville pulls down the rebound with Rachel Ballard. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Unitigo leads 11-9. Medovich with the ball, top of the key, and she crosses half court. Kicks it off now for Carissa Warren. Warren back for Ballard. 3 on the clock. Harpersville trying to get the shot off. They won't do it. Good defense by Unitigo, and that'll do it for the first quarter. The Lady Spartans lead Harpersville here in Unitigo, 11-9, and we'll take a quick break. A great first quarter there, end-to-end action. More to come. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Started the second quarter here live from Unitigo High School tonight on CDO. We have girls basketball between Unitigo and Harpersville. Lady Spartans of Unitigo leading 11-9 as we start the second frame. Harpersville with the ball. They'll have to break this 1-2-2 press that Unitigo has thrown at them through most of the first quarter and now into the second. Harpersville easily breaks it this time. Down the left side, Shelby Medovich again knocked away by Hazel Hanel, her second steal of the game. Here's Hanel off to the races. Shot up, no good, but she's fouled, and Hazel Hanel will head to the line. Hanel, very quick player here for Unitigo. Had a nice night against Delhi in that 39-37 win. 8 points the other night against the Bulldogs, and she has 4 here tonight so far against Harpersville. to the line. First shot is up off the front rim, no good. So 7:38 to go, second quarter. Hazel Hanel, just a sophomore here, standing 5'5". To the line, second shot is up and good. So Hazel Hanel now has a team-high 5 points, tied with Shelby Medovich on the other side for a game-high with 5 points. 7:35 to go, second quarter. Unitego with their biggest lead of the game by 3, 12-9 here, early portion of the second quarter. All the way to the 10 for Harpersville here is Carissa Warren, up and good. Her first 2 points of the night, the starting point guard for Harpersville, just brought it right down the floor, up and in down the right wing. 12-11 now the score. Unitego up top, top of the key now for Hanel, far side, trying to work it inside for Cassidy Newman. Turnaround hook shot off the glass, gets it to go. Her first 2 points of the night for the senior, wearing number 24, Cassidy Newman. Keeps it a three-point game. Unitego 14, Harpersville 11. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Here's Carissa Warren for Harpersville. Bounces one back out for Wolazin. Dribble drive, kicks it back off the glass. This one no good for Rachel Ballard. Ball out of play, but it was knocked away at the last second by Unitego. Possession stays with Harpersville. 6:50 to go, second quarter. Unitego ahead by 3, 14-11. Harpersville inbounding underneath their own basket. Carissa Warren's got to get the ball in. Finally, she does. Time was short. Gets it to Rachel Ballard. Turnaround shot back to Warren. Up off the glass. This one falls. Carissa Warren now with 4 points for Harpersville. Back to a one-point ball game. Unitego 14, Harpersville 13. 6:35 to go before the half. Here's Unitego in the home whites with the green trim going right to left here tonight. Here's Hazel Hanel, right side. Swish for her. She now has 7 points with the 20-footer down that right wing, and it's Unitego 16 and Harpersville 13. 6:15 to go, second quarter. Here's Medovich, left side, closely guarded. Medovich, though, gets off a screen. Jumper from the top of the key, no good. Unitego sticking with that 2-3 on defense. Here's Hazel Hanel running the floor. Good bounce pass off to Newman. Kicks one back out. 15-footer for Unitego off the mark. No good there for Samantha Picard. Ball out of bounds after that shot by Picard, and possession will go to Harpersville. 5:57 to go, second quarter. And Hazel Hanel with a good pass to Newman, who kicked it back out to Picard, just couldn't get the shot to go. 5:50 to go, second quarter. Unitego leading by 3, 16-13. Here's Medovich to the far side. Passes off for Carissa Warren. Back up top here for Mackenzie Havens. Havens, dribble drive. Up off the glass. This one no good. Newman with the rebound for Unitego. Back for Hazel Hanel, and she'll walk it up the floor slowly this time. We've seen her race down the floor. We've also seen her take her time. Passes far side. Here for Emily Slauson. Slauson to Newman in the corner outside the three-point line, and back up to Picard. Three ball. This one on the way. No good. Off the mark. We'll have a rebound. Medovich grabbed it up, and we'll have a foul on Unitego with 5:16 to go, second quarter. Harpersville bringing in some players from the bench. Emily Hunt steps into the game for the first time, as well as Abigail Miller. And Harpersville, after that foul on Hazel Hanel, gets the ball as they go left to right. Unitego leads 16-13, 5:10 to go, second quarter. Top of the key here for Mackenzie Havens. Far side trying to find Emily Hunt out of her hands. And the ball back to Unitego with 5:06 to go, second quarter. And again, Hazel Hanel will walk it up the floor across the Spartans logo at half court here in Unitego. And here's Hanel, a quick drive to the bucket, back off for Newman, shoots, she's fouled, misses the shot, but Cassidy Newman will head to the line. She has 2 points tonight, looking to add to it here. That first 2 points of the night came on a nice bucket just about a minute ago here in the second quarter. 4:56 to go, second quarter, and Cassie Newman looking to extend this Unitego lead. First shot is up for Newman, off the mark, no good. Still a three-point ball game. Unitego ahead, 16-13. Newman's second shot coming here for the Lady Spartans. Second shot is up, and this one through the basket. And Cassidy Newman now with 3 points for Unitego. They have their biggest lead of the night by 4, 17-13. Good game so far here tonight on CDO. 4:50 to go, second quarter. Here's Medovich, far side for Emily Hunt. Pump fakes back for Medovich. She gets into the paint, throws up a jumper. Good. Shelby Medovich now with 7 points to help lead this Harpersville team, which has seen some injuries, the flu bug going through it here this week, and they are battling tough here on the road. They are only down by 2, 17-15, with 4:25 to go, second quarter. Here's Hezel Hanel to the hoop. Back off for Newman. 15-foot jumper off the glass, no good. Rebound for Unitigo. Nice job for Slauson, but she travels as she tried to get the outlet pass and possession right back to Harpersville. Carissa Warren back into the game here for Mackenzie Havens after Warren took a quick breather. Both teams not afraid to go to the bench here tonight. 4:15 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading by 2. Here's Carissa Warren. Gets right around Hanel into the paint, up and through the basket and good. Carissa Warren with 6 points now. We're tied back up at 17 with 4 minutes to go, second quarter. And here is Hezel Hanel to the right side, outside the three-point line. Back off here for Picard. Back for Hanel. Steps in, two-pointer, right side, off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled down here by Unitigo, and Mariah Sullivan works it back up top. Ball is loose. Newman gathers it up, though. 25 on the shot clock. Back to Hezel Hanel, up and good. She now has 9 points. Another shot from that right side, about 15 feet out. Good for Hezel Hanel. She has 9 of Unitigo's 19. 19-17 with 3:25 to go, second quarter. Here's Harpersville going left to right. Shot from Wolas in far side, no good. Hanel with a rebound. Outlet pass ahead here to Slauson. Up off the glass and no good. Just rolled out. Iron unkind there to Unitigo. And here's Wolas in trying to go coast to coast. Blocked away there by Newman. Great transition defense for Unitigo. Newman now running the floor, gets it from Hanel. Her layup, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Unitigo will gather it up. Here's Hanel. Her shot from the foul line, no good. Ball is loose, and Harpersville comes down. And now we'll take a timeout. Boy, end-to-end action there. Back and forth a couple of times, and Harpersville will take a timeout here to get a breather. 2:54 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leads 19-17. Ladies basketball here tonight on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. 2:50 to go before the half. Unitigo with a two-point lead, 19-17. And Unitigo switching it up now, going to man-to-man. Keeping an eye on Shelby Medovich here for Unitigo is Megan Faulkner. Ball loose on the floor and a turnover. And here's Newman holding on to it off the steal for Unitigo. Gets it back here to Hezel Hanel. She crosses half court. Hanel with the ball to the left side as the Spartans go right to left. Passing inside here for Mariah Sullivan. Turnaround shot, no good. Newman fighting for the rebound, as well as Rachel Ballard for Unitigo, or for Harpersville. We'll have a whistle. And this is actually going to be a foul on Newman as both players were fighting for the ball. Newman gets called for the foul. Possession back to Harpersville. 2:19 to go before the half. You'll want to make sure you stay tuned there. Halftime report brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Harpersville trailing by 2 as they go left to right on the road here at Unitigo tonight. Here's Emily Hunt, left side, looking to pass one back to Shelby Medovich, top of the key for Wolas in far side. Little pump fake, gets around Newman, works her way inside, tries to find Ballard back door, but it's picked off there by Mariah Sullivan of Unitigo. Outlet pass here to Hezel Hanel for Unitigo. Now for Newman, pump fakes, drives, tries a little up and under shot. It's blocked, but she's fouled, and she'll head to the charity stripe. And this will be on Shelby Medovich. We'll see how many fouls that is on Medovich. 1:46 to go, second quarter, and Newman will step to the line. So Cassidy Newman, the senior, with 3 points already for Unitigo. First foul shot is up, and it is good for Cassidy Newman. She has 4 points. So Hazel Hanel with a game-high 9 to lead Unitigo. Shelby Medovich with 7 to lead Harpersville. Unitigo currently with a 3-point lead, 20-17, with 1:46 to go second quarter. Newman to the line for her second shot. Second shot up, just rattles out. And Medovich rips down the rebound here for Harpersville. They trail by 3. They go left to right. Here's Medovich, works her way into the paint. Shot is up, is short, no good. Pulls down her own rebound. She goes up, is fouled here by Newman. And Medovich will go to the line. And that's 2 straight fouls on Cassidy Newman. We'll see how many that is for the game. I believe it's just 2 on her. So 1:34 to go in this second quarter. And it's 20-17. Medovich to the line. First shot is up and nothing but net. She now has 8 points. Medovich to the line for her second shot, trying to pull it back to a 1-point ball game. Second shot up off the rim, no good. Unitigo pulls down the rebound here with Megan Faulkner, and she will outlet it to freshman Bailey Faulkner, who had a nice night against Delhi the other night, helping Unitigo to that upset win. So Unitigo leads 20-18, 1:20 to go before the half. And here is Megan Faulkner, top of the key, passes off for Samantha Picard, into the corner for Newman, dribble drive, and she's fouled, can't get the bucket to go. But Newman is making a second home for herself at the foul line here in the second quarter. Actually, I think they're going to say this one was on the floor and that she wasn't shooting. And so the ball will be underneath the basket here. That's 6 fouls on Harpersville, 4 against Unitigo. So the Spartans will be shooting soon in the 1-1. Unitigo gets the ball in. Shot from the corner is no good there for Picard. Rebound attempt for Picard. She's fouled onto the floor. Ball out of play. Actually, not going to call a foul, just saying that it was tipped out of bounds. Possession remains with Unitigo. They lead 20-18. 1:05 to go before the half. Unitigo getting it in here to Newman. Works her way up and under. Reverse layup. No good. And Medovich comes down with the rebound for Harpersville. 1 minute to go before the half. Harpersville trails by 2, 20-18. Left side here for the Hornets. Now inside. Shot there by Allison Storrs is blocked away by Mariah Sullivan, who got a big piece of it. Harpersville loses the ball, and Unitigo right to left back the other way with 40 ticks left on the clock. Outside for Newman. Left corner, dribbles baseline, and a travel call here on Cassidy Newman. Will turn the ball back over to Harpersville with 35 seconds to go before the half. So the Lady Spartans lead 20-18. Harpersville will inbound the ball, and Medovich will walk it up the floor. Shot clock is still on, about a 5-second difference between the two. Here's Medovich to the left side. She dishes down low, and a shot for Harpersville up off the glass. No good for Rachel Ballard. Unitigo now can play for the last shot with 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Here's a shot for Faulkner. Top of the key there for Bailey Faulkner. No good. 15 seconds left, and Harpersville comes away with the rebound. Now down to 10. Medovich will play for the final shot. All the way to the hoop. This one up off the back iron, no good. Ball loose on the floor, and that'll do it for the first half. And Unitigo leads 20-18 on a nice first half effort by Hazel Hanel, coming away with 9 points. On the other side for Harpersville, Shelby Medovich with 8. An exciting first half. Harpersville, you got to give it to them. They got some injuries. They got the flu bug ripping through the team. And they are only down by 2 here at the half at Unitigo. An exciting second half coming up. And we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here as well. Again, at the half, girls basketball tonight here on CDO. Unitigo leading on their home floor 20-18 over visiting Harpersville. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Mirabito keep life affordable. Mirabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Mirabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Mirabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO as it's halftime from Unitigo High School with the Spartans leading 20-18 over Harpersville. Let's run you through our scoring summary from the first half. First for Harpersville, Carissa Warren with 6 points, Shelby Medovich with a team-high 8 points, and Rachel Ballard with 4. So the offense really going through those three players here tonight for Harpersville. Now we know their sixth man is out with a concussion tonight, and they have a couple other players. Coach Ernsbeck telling us before the contest, two starters have the flu pretty severely, but they have come out. They wanted to see how they felt in warm-ups. He gave them the thumbs up, thumbs down. They both said thumbs up. They are in the contest here tonight, and it's a two-point ball game, and I think that Coach Ernsbeck has to be satisfied with that. If he went into the contest saying, hey, you'll only be down two, and half your team seems to be on injured reserve, I think he would take that for sure. On the other side for Unitigo, Bailey Faulkner with 1, Samantha Picard with 3, Cassidy Newman with 4, Mariah Sullivan with 3, and Hazel Hanel with a team and game-high 9 points here for Unitigo. So that is certainly a big lift for them, as we said into the pregame here tonight, that you just don't know for Unitigo. They don't have someone, it appears, that's going to come out and put up 20 or 25 a night, but they do have a variety of girls who are going to put up between 6, 8, 10 points a night. So far, Hanel has stepped up to the task here and done a nice job, as well as Cassidy Newman. And we knew before the contest here that Unitigo was tough on the boards. Between Sullivan and Newman, they really have some size advantage inside, and they've done a nice job on the glass. Been very few times that Harpersville has been able to get any second-chance opportunities. It really is try to get into the lane and get some in-tight shots and hope they go in, because Unitigo certainly controlling the glass here in the first half. That being said, Harpersville has missed some easy shots inside. They've missed a couple of gimme layups, and they could easily be in the lead by 4 or 6 here at the half if they can make some of those shots. One key to keep an eye on is Sarah Miller. Looked like she banged her knee a little hard on the floor there in the first quarter. We have not seen her back in the ball game since. She's had some ice on it over on the bench. She does have a knee brace on the right knee, but this was the left knee, it appeared, that she went down and hit on the floor. So we'll hope she's okay. Those knee injuries, you just never know in basketball. You tweak it, you know, one wrong way, and that could be the end of a season. We'll hope that's not the case here for Sarah Miller. Hopefully just a Charlie horse, something to be back black and blue tomorrow, but not necessarily a season-ending injury. That would certainly hurt for Harpersville and hurt for her. Yes, it is her junior year, and you could possibly come back, but you just see it. So many ACL, MCL injuries these days. You really got to be careful out there. There's been a lot of research in this area, and a lot of things you can do to strengthen some of those muscles in the off season. A lot of balance work, a lot of plyometrics that you can do to hopefully not have one of those injuries, because it's just been so common over the years, kids blowing out knees playing high school basketball, and it's just too bad, because it really doesn't just take away from the season you're in, but it can take months and perhaps up to a year to really get back to feeling semi-normal. And I'm still a firm believer in you never feel normal again after you blow out a knee like that. It's just certainly something you have to deal with the rest of your life. So we'll hope the best here tonight for Sarah Miller. Hopefully it was just a Charlie horse and she's just taking some extra precautions over there. Just wanted to update you, Unitego girls did win the JV contest here tonight, so congratulations to them in a tight ball game over Harpersville. And we do have a update from over the hill at Unadilla Valley. UV leads Afton 18-4 at the half there between the Lady Storm and the Lady Crimson Knights. UV winning the JV game there as well, so just one out-of-town score for you there. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up our Marabito Energy Products halftime report here. Of course, Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. All right, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. 20-18 is the score at the half. Unitego leads Harpersville. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. Also, a big thank you to anyone listening out there on WCDOsports.com. Always glad to have you along. That, of course, is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Of course, any of our games that we do here on CDO are also available for download there. You can go on, listen, download to any contest. We do a great job of getting those up right away, so the kids, by the time they're home and changed from each ball game, have maybe a bite of dinner. You can go home, download that game, and listen to it right away. Our WCDO Sports podcast is also on our website, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Volkswagen Oneonta. Visit them online at VWOneonta.com or on Route 23 Southside in Oneonta. They have a lot of great lease deals going on if you might be looking to get into a new VW right now. At the half, it's 20-18. Unitego holding on to a two-point lead. They are used to close ball games, of course, knocking off previously undefeated Delhi here 39-37 on Friday night. Boy, I just heard it was a crazy game here. Of course, we were down in Afton doing the Sydney and Afton doubleheader, and I just heard it was a crazy atmosphere. Their head coach, Vicky Beams, for Unitego saying, boy, after the contest, it was very emotional. Not only were the girls all hugging each other, but a lot of the guys' team was actually coming over from the stands, giving everybody hugs, saying congratulations. Just a great night for Unitego Lady Spartans basketball here on Friday. We'll take one last quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for the second half. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on CDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes, and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Time to start the second half here on CDO, and Unitego is going to take it right from the out-of-bounds line here to start the second half, and a running jumper for Bailey Faulkner just a couple of seconds in. Off the mark, no good, but she's fouled. So Unitigo not wasting any time here. Starting the second half, and Bailey Faulkner will head to the line. Unitigo goes left to right to start the second half. Faulkner's first shot up off the mark, no good, off the front rim. Unitigo and the home whites with the green trim here tonight. Harpersville and the road navy blues with the gold trim. And again, Harpersville goes right to left. Unitigo left to right. Second shot for Bailey Faulkner is off the rim, no good. And Medovich with 8 points on the night brings the ball up the floor here to start things off for Harpersville in the second half. Medovich with a quick crossover, passes down low. And now into the paint, back out top here for Rachel Ballard on the right wing. Medovich dribbles between the legs, goes baseline, works it back off for Ballard. Her shot off the rim, no good. Rebound for Mariah Sullivan, and ahead here for Hazel Hanel. Hanel all the way to the hoop, up off the glass, just a little short. Harpersville down with the rebound. 7:05 to go, third quarter, and it's 20-18. Unitigo still holding on to this 2-point lead as they have for most of the contest here tonight. Here's Medovich. Pump fakes on the three. Gets into the glass for Unitigo. This one off the rim. No good. Tried to bank it home. Out of bounds and possession back to Unitigo with 6:52 to go. Third quarter. Unitigo still leading 20-18. Hazel Haina will work the ball up the floor here for Unitigo. Again in the home whites with the green trim. Unitigo looking to work their way up the MAC standings. It's a four-way tie for first place right now in the girls' MAC standings, just updated freshly today. Here's Hazel Hanel with the ball. Shot from the foul line, no good. Faulkner with the rebound. Her rebound and missed shot is no good. Newman with a shot. Turnaround, no good, and we'll have a foul on the rebound. 6:27 to go, third quarter. And this foul will be on Mariah Sullivan here of Unitigo, so possession back to Harpersville. They trail 20-18 on the road here at Unitigo. 6:25 to go, third quarter, and Medovich will work the ball up the floor. Medovich dribbles to the right side, crosses back over. They're going to say it was a carry. And another turnover here for the Lady Hornets. And the ball will go back to Unitigo. Medovich looks mystified after that one. With 6:17 to go, third quarter, Unitigo will get the ball back. Neither team has scored here to start the second half. Unitigo looking to change it on this possession as they go left to right. Here's Hanel, steps in for the jumper, looking for double figures. Off the mark, no good. Newman, turnaround shot off the rebound is no good as well. And another rebound here, and Medovich will work it up the floor for Harpersville. Medovich trying to will her team to victory here tonight. Passes off for Carissa Warren, far side. Knocked away by Hanel and out of bounds. And the ball will stay with Harpersville. Hazel Hanel quick tonight here with her hands. Two big steals in that first half, which resulted in some transition layups for the Lady Spartans. Almost had another one there. Harpersville will inbounds to Carissa Warren at half court. And passes to the far side for Mackenzie Havens. Havens drives in right side, back for Medovich. Gets into the paint, works one out for Ballard. Give and go back to Medovich. She's down on the left, low block, looking to work her way up off the glass and in. Medovich now has 10 points. She's into double figures, and we are tied at 20. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Unitigo with the ball as they go left to right. And here is Bailey Faulkner looking to get it going for Unitigo. Instead, passes off for Megan Faulkner. Left corner baseline shot is good. Her first 2 points of the night, and it's 22-20. 5:10 to go, third quarter. And here's Medovich again for Unitigo. As it's man-to-man defense for the Lady Spartans, trying to put some extra pressure here on Harpersville. And into the corner for Ballard. She tries a pump fake, but she'll take that extra step, and she'll travel. Ball will be back with Unitigo. 22-20 with 4:59 to go, third quarter. Ball is into Hazel Hanel. She'll work it up the floor for Unitigo, going left to right to the right side. Hanel will pass one off for Bailey Faulkner. Faulkner for Megan Faulkner. And back to Bailey, top of the key. Now for Hanel, gets into the paint. Her shot up off the mark, no good. Off the hands there of Peyton Wolazin. And possession will stay with Unitigo. Samantha Picard checking back into the game, this time for Bailey Faulkner. So Unitigo holding on to this 22-20 lead. Only two baskets either way for both squads to start this third quarter. Unitigo gets that in, tries to change it with a shot from Picard. Off the mark, no good. Here's Carissa Warren for Harpersville down the right side. Warren looking to set it up against this man-to-man defense of Unitego. Far side for Mackenzie Haven, left wing, drives in, gets around Newman, into the paint, now back for Ballard, has her pocket picked right on the baseline, and possession will go to Unitego. And we're going to have a foul here on Rachel Ballard. She got tied up there with Samantha Picard. Picard fell to the floor and out of bounds, but the ball will go to Unitego off the foul there by Ballard, who now has three. She's going to have to be careful for Harpersville. Back the other way, Megan Faulkner, left side, her shot no good, follows it into the paint, off the glass, again no good for Unitego. Again, a chance for Mariah Sullivan off the rim, no good, and a foul here on the rebound will go against Cassidy Newman of Unitego, and possession back to Harpersville. So both teams fighting really hard on the glass, and the putback attempts just not falling for Harpersville or Unitego, resulting in this low scoring and tight game, 22-20. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Unitego leading by two on their home floor. And here is Medovich, top of the key. Dribble drive. Gets around the man-to-man defense. Tries to will the ball up and in. Hit the rim twice. No good. Unitego with the rebound there and Samantha Picard. Here's Hazel Hanel to the foul line. Right side. Shot for Faulkner. No good. Rebound for Unitego is good. Mariah Sullivan grabbed it and put it back up. She has five. And Unitego back to their biggest lead of the game, up by four, 24-20. With 3:25 to go, third quarter. Here's Medovich, top of the key. Gets in, now for Ballard. Looking to get it back to Medovich. Thought about a three, thought better of it. Back to Ballard. Newman working on defense. Ballard with the turnaround shot, up and good. Rachel Ballard now with 6 points. And it's back to a two-point ball game. Unitego leads 24-22. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Great ball game here tonight on CDO. Here's Hazel Hanel. Outside in three-point land. Thought about it. Dribbles in now. Passes down low to Mariah Sullivan. Left block. Turnaround. Hook is good. And Sullivan now with 7 points. And Unitego back to a four-point game, 26-22. 2:40 to go, third quarter. And here is Carissa Warren. Up the floor for Unitego. For Harpersville. Down low for Ballard. Ballard is looking for the up and down. No, they're going to call the foul here on Cassidy Newman. Boy, and it really looked like it was going to be an up and down call here on Rachel Ballard, but instead they call it on Cassidy Newman. And we'll see how many fouls this is on Cassidy Newman with 2:32 to go, third quarter. That's her third. She's going to have to be careful. Harpersville bringing in a sub as well as Unitego. Looks like Newman will come to the bench for some extra protection here. Emily Slauson will check in for Unitego. Ballard will step out now for Harpersville, and Abigail Miller will come back in for the Lady Hornets. Wolazin, shot for Harpersville, off the rim, no good. Quick update on the fouls. Unitego with three fouls in the second half, Harpersville with two as a team. Harpersville, fresh off the bench here for Emily Slauson, tries to get around that Harpersville defense. Shot is no good. Lady Hornets back the other way to Wolazin. Tries to go up with the shot. Lost it. Tipped away, though, by the Lady Spartans at the last second. And out of play. 2:13 to go, third quarter. It's 26-22. Harpersville with the ball underneath their own basket. Medovich gets it into the corner for Wolazin. Wolazin steps in. Jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Unitego. Ball is loose. And they're going to say there that Sullivan stepped on the line as she was ripping down that rebound. Possession again back to Harpersville. And Medovich will inbounds with 2:07 to go, third quarter. Gets it into Wolazin. Back up top for Carissa Warren. Back for Medovich. Three-pointer swish there for Shelby Medovich. She's got 13, a three from the left corner. We're back to a one-point ball game, 26-25. 1:50 to go, third quarter. Here's Hanel into the corner. And Hazel Hanel loses the ball, just got a little bit too far away from her. And again, the ball goes back here to Harpersville, and Unitego will take a timeout. 1:48 to go, third quarter. Unitego leads 26-25. I'm Nate Lull. We'll step away here on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back here, folks. Third quarter action, Unitigo and Harpersville. Lady Spartans with the ball as they go left to right. Shot is up and good for Samantha Picard. She now has 5 points. And Unitigo leads 28-25. Coming up on 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Great game here tonight on CDO and girls action. Back up top here for Mackenzie Havens. Now to Medovich as Harpersville goes right to left. Medovich, a little 180, throws up a shot in the paint. No good, left-handed. Unitigo comes down with the rebound with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hazel Hanel taking her time, works the ball up the floor. Now for Sullivan. Sullivan top of the key for Faulkner. Back for Hanel. Give it go inside. This one off the mark. No good for Sullivan. Got her own rebound, and this one is good. So Mariah Sullivan now with 9 points. Biggest lead of the contest for Unitigo, 30-25. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Medovich with the ball right side into the offensive zone. Stops, pops, jumper is good. 15 for Medovich, and it's back to a three-point game with 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Unitigo leads 30-27. Hanel quickly trying to get off a shot. Now finds Samantha Picard in the corner. Gets off a two-pointer. Won't fall with the buzzer. Boy, that one hit the rim about three times, and it rattled out. That'll do it for the third quarter. Unitigo has led at the end of every quarter, and this one is no exception. They lead 30-27, fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on CDO as we start the fourth quarter. And Unitigo will start it off with a travel call here against Megan Faulkner as she tried to back her way down towards the hoop. So Harpersville trailing Unitigo on the road here, 30-27, girls action tonight. Harpersville brings the ball down the floor with Shelby Medovich, who has 15 of the 27 for Harpersville. Into the paint now. Shot is up off the glass. No good. Newman pulls down the rebound. She's back in the game playing with three fouls for Unitigo. And here's Hazel Hanel. Into the corner now for Slauson. Back for Newman. Throws it inside. Knocked away. Stolen by Medovich. She tries to go coast to coast. Pulls up. Jumper. It's good. Medovich now with 17. And we're right back to a one-point ball game. After Unitigo had opened up that five-point lead. It's 30-29. Lady Spartans on top of the Lady Hornets. 7:10 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Hezel Hanel with a team-high 9 points here tonight. Throws it inside. This one off the mark, no good. Ballard will step on the line as she brought down the rebound, but they're going to call a foul on Cassidy Newman for a push, and the ball will go back to Harpersville. Newman now has 4, and Unitico would like to take a timeout with head coach Vicky Beams. 7:02 to go, fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Start of the fourth quarter. Actually, about a minute gone now. Unitego leads 30-29. Just a quick update on that Unadilla Valley game. UV leading Afton at the half, 35-9. And Hannah Lazarus and Sierra Badger both in double figures there for the Lady Storm. The Lady Storm having a good night at home against Afton. 7:02 to go, fourth quarter here in Unitego. It's 30-29. Harpersville with the ball after the fourth foul on Unitego's Cassidy Newman. She's someone they need in the contest, but she's going to have to sit for the next couple of minutes. And Harpersville looking to come back in this ball game. Unitego looking to play that strong man-to-man defense we've seen from them so far tonight. And here's Harpersville looking for the lead. The shot there for Carissa Warren, no good. Rebound for Harpersville and Emily Hunt. Hunt works it inside for Ballard. Turnaround shot, no good. Hunt pulls down the rebound from the land of the trees, but travels as she tries to get back to the outside. Ball back to Unitego with 6:41 to go, fourth quarter, and the Lady Spartans on top by one, 30-29. Hezel Hanel will bring the ball up the floor for Unitego. They lead by one as she goes left to right. Passes for Slauson, top of the key. Now for Picard. Inside, this one no good. Rebound, though, for Faulkner. Up and good. Great effort there by Megan Faulkner. Just fought hard for the rebound and put it back up and scores. Unitego leads 32-29. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Medovich to the hole. She's fouled, made the shot, but the foul on the floor before she put up the shot. And so we're going to have a timeout here for Harpersville as Medovich worked her way all the way to the hole. Let's quickly update you on the foul situation, as we'll keep it right here this time on CDO. 5 fouls against Unitego and 2 fouls against Harpersville. So Medovich has 17 to lead Harpersville. On the other side for Unitego, Mariah Sullivan with 9, Hazel Hanel with 9, Newman with 4, Picard with 5, Faulkner with 4, Megan Faulkner with 4, Bailey Faulkner with 1. For Harpersville, Carissa Warren with 6, Shelby Medovich with 17, and Rachel Ballard with 6. So Medovich with 17 of the 29. Great balanced scoring for Unitego, especially with Hanel and Sullivan. They both have 9. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter, 32-29 the score. Unitego on top, leading at home. Harpersville gets the ball inside to Medovich, tries a little 180, turnaround shot, can't get the roll. Ballard pulls down the rebound, she looks to shoot, and now Ballard is fouled. Much to the dislike here of the Unitego fans, Ballard will step to the line. 6:08 to go, fourth quarter, and Rachel Ballard, the senior, with 6 points, looking to step in here. First shot is up and good for Ballard. She now has 7. So it's back to a 2-point ball game, 32-30. Second shot coming for Ballard. Trying to get it back to a 1-point ball game. Shot is short. Ball is loose on the floor, and Unitego will come away. So they hold on to a 2-point lead. 2 minutes gone. Fourth quarter here from Unitego High School. Good close ball game tonight. Unitego into the left corner. Shot here from Megan Faulkner. No good. Rebound there for Mariah Sullivan. She can't get the layup to go. Ball is loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball and possession back to Harpersville. So Medovich got on the floor looking for that rebound. Got tied up. And possession right back to the Lady Hornets as they'll look to tie this ball game up with 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. So man-to-man for Unitigo, and it will be Emily Slauson shadowing Medovich here for Harpersville. There's Ballard, lost it off her leg. Medovich comes down. She gets tied up again. Jump ball, and this time possession back to the Lady Spartans. 5:37 to go, fourth quarter. And Unitigo will slowly work the ball up the floor here. Time is on their side. I know it's only a two-point ball game, but Unitigo has not given up this lead here in the contest. It's gotten close, but they continue to work it. Here's Hazel Hanel. Gets into double figures with a 20-foot jumper from the right side. Her first points of the second half. Right back to a four-point lead. 34-30. Unitigo on top on their home floor with 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. Harpersville back the other way, going right to left. Shot here for Emily Hunt. Off the mark, no good. Unitigo with the rebound. Here's Hanel to the left side, setting up the offense. Harpersville falls back into a 2-3 zone this time. Pass to Samantha Picard. Back to Hanel. Jumper from the same spot as last time. No good. Rebound up off the glass and good for Samantha Picard. And she's fouled. Samantha Picard now with 7 points. And that gives Unitigo their biggest lead of the night, 36-30, and she'll head to the line. Emily Hunt steps out of the ball game for Harpersville. Mackenzie Haven comes back in, and Picard is looking to finish off this three-point play for the Unitigo Lady Spartans as she steps to the line. The junior with 7 points. First shot is up and good, so it's a three-point play. And she now has 8 points. So Unitigo getting some very nice balanced scoring tonight. 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Biggest lead of the ball game here for Unitigo, 37-30. Up top for Wolazin as they try to get the ball to Medovich, but they can't do it. They'll work it down low to Ballard, left block instead. Now for Carissa Warren. Warren dribbles back out, now takes it to the hole. Off the glass, no good. Ripped down, Harpersville, another shot with Havens. Knocked away there by Mariah Sullivan, and now Unitigo will work it up the floor. And they can really take their time now as this lead is ballooned from 2 up to 7. They lead 37-30, 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. And here is Hazel Hanel. Her shot is off the mark, no good. Medovich going for the rebound. She lost it off her fingertips, but the Zebra Crew saying that Unitigo also touching it right there on the line. They will confer a little bit here. Possession actually going back to Unitigo now. So Hazel Hanel will inbound the ball. They say it was off of Medovich. Unitigo into the corner, finding Samantha Picard. She shoots and scores. So Picard went from 5 to 10 points in about a snap of a finger, and it's 39-30. Biggest lead of the night here for Unitigo. 3:50 to go in the game. Here's Medovich to Ballard in the left corner. Ballard with the jumper off the glass and no good, and another rebound for Unitigo. The Lady Spartans starting to pull away here, and time is on their side. And so Unitigo walking the ball up the floor here with Hanel to the far side, left wing, as Unitigo goes left to right. Now they reverse it, cross the zone to the right, and now a travel call here on Samantha Picard as she tried the pump fake and a dribble drive to her left. Harpersville will take a timeout, 3:24 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo leads 39-30. Here with just a couple of minutes to go in the game, I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Good first ball game of the week here for us, live from Unitigo High School tonight. It's 39-30. Lady Spartans on top of the Lady Hornets by 9. Don't let that score fool you, though. It's been a two-point ball game for most of the way. It was a two-point lead for Unitigo at the half, three-point lead after three. But some good buckets by Samantha Picard and Megan Faulkner down the stretch have given Unitigo this 9-point lead. Medovich with the ball here for Harpersville as they go right to left, trying to cut back into this lead. Now for Carissa Warren. Still a man-to-man here as Unitigo trying to make it as difficult as possible against Harpersville. Now we'll have a jump ball. Possession will stay with the Lady Hornets as Rachel Ballard tried to get in deep. 3:06 to go, fourth quarter. 11 seconds left on the shot clock. Medovich will inbounds the ball underneath the basket, and she'll work it in into the corner, and now up top here for Carissa Warren. Back to Medovich, is closely guarded by Emily Slauson. And now we'll have a whistle as they try to get the ball back to Medovich, and a foul will be on Slauson here of Unitigo. 3 seconds left on the shot clock with 2:59 to go in this fourth quarter. You got to give Harpersville some credit, playing with some injuries, also some girls playing with the flu here tonight. They've kept this a very competitive ball game. Medovich will step to the line. Unitigo goes to the bench as Bailey Faulkner will come back in for Emily Slauson. She gets a well-deserved round of applause from the Unitigo fans. She's done an excellent job marking Shelby Medovich here in this fourth quarter. So Medovich to the line. Her first shot is up and good. She now has 18. So it's 39-31 with 2:59 to go, fourth quarter. Medovich to the line. Second shot for Harpersville. Off the front rim, no good. And Bailey Faulkner comes down with the rebound here for Unitigo. And now they can take their time. 2:50 to go, fourth quarter. 2-3 zone here still for Harpersville. They'll get a steal, but Unitigo looking to take it right back. Ball loose on the floor. Possession will go to Unitigo. Good battle there between Mackenzie Havens of Harpersville and Bailey Faulkner of Unitigo, both going for the loose ball. Possession, though, goes back to Unitigo. 25 on the shot clock as Unitigo looks to set it up against the 2-3 zone. They work it far side, left wing for Sullivan. Back out top there. A long three by Samantha Picard is no good. Lady Spartans with the rebound, though, from Hazel Hanel. Hanel will pull it back up because she's got a fresh shot clock here. And time is on their side as Unitigo leads 39-31. Again into the corner. Long three-pointer rims out there for Samantha Picard again. And Harpersville comes down with the loose change with 2:10 to go. They need a bucket on this possession if they hope to get back in. Now for Mackenzie Havens. Skips it to Ballard, who is at the foul line. And now we'll have a timeout for Harpersville with 2:02 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo leads 39-31. Girls basketball action here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back here to Unitigo High School. 2:02 to go, fourth quarter. 39-31. Unitigo Lady Spartans leading Harpersville here in a key MAC matchup here tonight. If we quickly look at the most up-to-date MAC standings, Unitigo at 4-2, Harpersville at 3-3. They're both knocking on the door of the four teams who were tied for first, Delhi, BG, Green, and Sydney. And we're going to see a lot of these teams facing off over the next couple of weeks, so you know that four-way tie for first is just going to explode at some point. And so every win is key here in the MAC going forward as we get towards the February playoffs. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Harpersville gets the ball into Medovich as they go right to left. She's in the right corner, passes to Ballard. Ballard works it inside for Wolazin, left-handed layup up and good. Peyton Wolazin, her first 2 points of the night, is 39-33, and Harpersville comes out with the press. Can they get a turnover here? Unitigo works the ball to half court. Hazel Hanel does it herself and gets into the right corner. Now we'll back it back out towards half court, to the left side, now into the left corner. Little dribble drive here for Faulkner. Up off the glass is no good there for Megan Faulkner, and they come down with the ball. This is Harpersville. Medovich with a minute 25 to go, and Harpersville trailing 39-33. Passes to the far side for Emily Hunt. Now back to Medovich. Little dribble drive. She's fouled. Gets the shot off, but it was on the floor. And Medovich, I think, will, yes, go to the line for a 1-1 here, as this is going to be the seventh team foul against Unitego. Actually, the eighth, so yes. Medovich will go to the line, and she's a very good foul shooter. So Harpersville, we saw them do this against Sydney just a couple of weeks ago, get back into the ball game late in the fourth quarter. Medovich makes the first foul shot. She now has 19. It's 39-34. Medovich to the line for her second shot, and this one is up and off the front rim, no good. Ballard rips it down, gets it back to Medovich, and she will travel. So a turnover against Harpersville, but it's 39-34. And where the ball is here, deep in Harpersville offensive territory, allows the Lady Hornets to set up their press. So Harpersville's going to have to break it, and they'll throw it away here. Hazel Hanel just a little too tall of a pass there for Megan Faulkner. And it looks like Unitego will take a timeout here with a minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 39-34. Both teams trying to hang on in this ball game. We'll step away for a 30-second break. And I'll be right back. It's Unitego leading 39-34 over Harpersville here on WCDO.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney. And now with a great Hawaii group cruise. With two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii. Staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:14 to go, fourth quarter here, folks. Live from Unitego High School girls action tonight. Unitego leading Harpersville 39-34. And Harpersville will have the ball at about half court. Shelby Medovich leads the way with 19 for Harpersville. On the other side, Unitego is two girls in double figures. Hazel Hanel with 11, Samantha Picard with 10, Mariah Sullivan right there with 9. So this is going to be big. Harpersville actually will have the ball underneath the basket with 1:14 to go. And Carissa Warren will inbound the ball. So the ball went out of bounds at about half court, but since Hazel Hanel was never in play, they will get the ball right where she threw it in. They get the ball into Medovich. She's closely guarded here by Hazel Hanel, but a travel call will be here on Medovich, and she is stunned as she looks over to the bench, gives the ball right back to Unitego. Only 1 second went off the clock. And so the Spartans will get the ball into the point guard. Hazel Hanel, she brings it up the floor. A little crossover move here against Carissa Warren. And we are down to a minute to go in the ball game. It's 39-34. Unitego on top of Harpersville. Girls action here tonight. Back up top for Samantha Picard. Dribble drive off the glass. Count the bucket. It's good. She'll go to the line. Samantha Picard, another bucket here for Unitego. And she has been missed clutch here in this fourth quarter. She now has 12. And the junior will step to the line looking for the three-point play. And that is a tough pill to swallow if you're Harpersville. As Picard here to the line, it's up and rims out. But still a huge bucket there for Unitego. It's 41-34. With 50 seconds to go, fourth quarter, Harpersville will have the ball. As they're going to get a substitution here, Mackenzie Havens comes in for Emily Hunt. So Harpersville would need a quick basket here. Unitego is going to bring some man-to-man full-court pressure. Of course, Harpersville is going to want to try to get the ball to Medovich. She has 19 of the 34 points tonight for Harpersville. They get it into Medovich, but she gives it up here to Carissa Warren. Warren dribble drives. She's fouled as she throws up the shot, and she will head to the line, as that will be the ninth team foul here against Unitego with 42 seconds to go, fourth quarter. So these are some big foul shots here for Carissa Warren as Emily Hunt checks back in. If Warren can make both of these, this would be huge for Harpersville. Waiting for the first shot from Carissa Warren. Up and good for Carissa Warren. She now has 7, the senior, waiting for her second shot. It's 41-35 with 42 seconds to go. as Harpersville again looking to cut into this Unitego lead. Spartans have done a great job maintaining all night tonight. Second shot, no good. Newman with a big rebound here for Unitego. Nice job by Cassidy Newman. Now Hezelhaina works the ball up the floor left side with some good dribbling with 30 seconds to go, keeping the ball away from Harpersville. Hanel now looking for an outlet. Finds Megan Faulkner. Back over to Hanel. Jumper foul line is good. Nothing but net there for Hezelhaina. She has 13. The lead Unitego, and it's 43-35. 15 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Here's Medovich off to Ballard. Her jumper no good. Rebound is ripped down by Bailey Faulkner of Unitego, and the Lady Spartans are going to win this contest here tonight to improve to 5-2 in the MAC. Down to 5 seconds. Unitego will dribble the ball out. 43-35, the victory here tonight for Unitego. Another big win for the Lady Spartans. Make sure to stay tuned. Post-game show coming up. We'll have our final stats, and we'll give our three awards away for tonight. Again, the final, the Unitego Lady Spartans defeat Harpersville at home, 43-35. We'll be right back with the post-game show here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks, to the post-game show. We'll give away our three awards in just a moment. But again, the final, the Unitego Lady Spartans winning at home here tonight over Harpersville, 43-35. Harpersville will drop to 3-4 in the MAC standings. Unitego improves to 5-2. That allows them to keep pace with Delhi, BG, Green, and Sydney, who are currently in a four-way tie for first place here in the MAC. Unitego actually hosts Sydney in girls' action here next Wednesday in a game we'll have on CDO. The boys will play on Tuesday. Nothing better than a Sydney and Unitego matchup, in my opinion. Just always a lot of fun, no matter what the sport is. We saw it back in football season down in Sydney. The crowds come out for those ball games. So again, 43-35, the final score. Let's go through the scoring summary here tonight. First for Harpersville, Carissa Warren ends up with 7. Shelby Medovich with a game-high 19 to lead Harpersville. Huge effort from her. Rachel Ballard with 7. Peyton Wolleson with 2. So 4 girls score tonight for Harpersville. Great balance scoring on the other side for Unitego. Bailey Faulkner with 1 point. Megan Faulkner with 4. Huge effort tonight from Samantha Picard off the bench with 12. Cassidy Newman with 4. Hezelhaina with a team high, 13 for Unitego. And Mariah Sullivan with 9 for the Unitego Lady Spartans. Let's do our three awards here tonight. Of course, offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll start with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Tonight, this goes to Shelby Medovich of Harpersville. 19 of the 35 points that Harpersville scored tonight go to Shelby Medovich. I thought she played outstanding. Came in feeling a little under the weather, according to the Harpersville coaching staff, and just put on a heck of a show here tonight. So congratulations to Shelby Medovich. She gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Next, we'll do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give this tonight to Samantha Picard of Unitego. 12 points off the bench, but she helped play some great defense on Shelby Medovich, had some huge rebounds, was able to get some of those three-point plays. I just thought she was a real spark, and that was absolutely huge tonight for Unitego. So Samantha Picard gets our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Hazel Hanel here tonight from Unitego, a team-high 13 points. I thought early in the contest she made some big buckets, which just helped Unitego to build that 4 or 5 point lead, which they were able to maintain throughout the whole contest. A real spark here tonight, had those couple of steals as well, where she picked the pocket of Shelby Medovich and went coast-to-coast for some layups. So Hazel Hanel, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. Again, the final, 43-35. Unitego defeats Harpersville. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night, boys Tri-Valley action, when Franklin goes over to visit the Lawrence Leopards. Lawrence, of course, in first place in the East Division over in the Tri-Valley. And then on Friday, we'll have Walton visiting Afton, also in boys action. So a lot more to come this week on CDO. Make sure you check in. Tomorrow night, we'll have a 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock tip-off. And again, the final here tonight from Unitego, 43-35, the Lady Spartans defeating the Lady Hornets. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. That's going to do it. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.